The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 391. Toward the end, she lost all her strength and collapsed into his arms. It was not until Iris was close to suffocation that Leon reluctantly let go of her lips, ending the passionate kiss. "You jerk, that was my first kiss. How dare you just take it like that?" She flushed and punched him in the chest half-heartedly. "First kiss? That's not right. I took your first kiss a long time ago," he muttered as he recalled kissing Iris the time before. "What are you talking about? When did you do that? Did you do something to me in the past without me knowing?" Shocked, she questioned sharply. Leon would have to be a fool to admit that and explained, "Did you forget that I did mouth on you when we first met? Your first kiss was mine." He chuckled smugly. From the first time he met Iris, he thought that there was no one more beautiful, looking, and he never once dreamt that he would be able to call her his. "Stop acting all smug. You've been after me the whole time." She glared at him shyly. His breath caught at the enticing look in her eyes and asked, "Iris, will you be my girlfriend?" "I'll think about it. Depends on you." She looked away sheepishly. "There's nothing to think about. You can't say no. I'll just take that as a yes. You're my girlfriend from now on." Overjoyed, he tightened his arms around her. He knew that women could be slightly preservative, and since Iris could not bring herself to confess her true feelings, he decided that he would decide for her instead. As a man, he had to be more proactive. "Why should I?" she said, feeling slightly annoyed. Iris never imagined that someone as easy going as Leon would be so forceful, or that she would become his girlfriend without being given a chance to refuse. Because of this, Leon licked his lips, before devouring her petal, soft lips once again, only more passionately than the kiss earlier. Her heart raced as she melted under the kiss. Iris knew that she had feelings for Leon, and since she could not refuse him, she realized that she could only accept. "Leon, I can agree to be your girlfriend, but," she muttered shyly. Leon interrupted her before she could finish. "Really? Yay." Leon came close to leaping off of the face of the earth from sheer joy. Iris was the most beautiful woman in Springfield, with countless pursuers, including brilliant bachelors or wealthy men from influential families. Though Leon acted slightly forcefully earlier, he was not confident that he could win Iris over. Chapter 392. Happiness struck, and he was over the moon that Iris agreed to date him. Unable to contain his excitement, he moved closer to kiss her again, only to be stopped by Iris. "Can you just let me finish? I can agree to be your girlfriend, but my grandpa and dad might not, which is why I need you to work hard for their approval," she warned, feeling slightly concerned. She fell for Leon long ago, but as their background differed, she could not bring herself to initiate a relationship. Leon was merely an orphan without background, who was married before, so it was evident that her family would not agree to such a match. Iris's relationship with her father was not always harmonious, so she did not mind if her father objected to the relationship. However, she was always close with her grandfather and never disobeyed him in the past. If her grandfather refused Leon, She could be stuck at crossroads. Thankfully, Leon proved himself capable. Not only did he offer assistance in running the company business, but he also managed to build connections with the Shears and Fane pool. Considering the potential he showed, Leon might be able to obtain her grandfather's approval with some hard work. That way, she could be with him without concern. Yeah. I'll work hard to fulfill your expectations. Leon nodded hesitantly. He wanted to talk about Cynthian Group, but Ira seemed jealous of Janice and Cynthia, so she might be upset if she found out about his partnership with them. Putting all aside, Cynthian Group did not begin running and its growth was yet to be guaranteed. Leon decided that it was best to keep his involvement in Cynthian Group in the dark until he managed to accomplish something. Bam. Bam. Just then, the knocking on the door interrupted the two. Iris jolted out of Leon's arms like a deer in headlights. At the same time, Louisa pushed the door open and walked inside as the door was not locked. When she spotted the blush on her cousin's cheeks, she immediately realized what happened. Louisa, why are you here? It's late now. Aren't you going to sleep? Leon asked in confusion. He just made Iris his girlfriend and he wanted to take the opportunity to strengthen their relationship, only to be interrupted by Louisa. Leon finally realized that his success or failure in pursuing Iris depended solely on Louisa. I came here to see how the two of you are doing, and prevent you from doing something inappropriate to my cousin. Louisa smirked. What are you talking about? What do you mean, inappropriate? Iris blushed a crimson shade. I mean it. You look so pretty that any man will struggle to control himself in front of you. Chapter 393. Leon here is just a man and he can't possibly control himself being alone in a room with you. Oh, wait. I can't call him Leon anymore. I should be calling you my cousin, in law from now on. Louisa winked at Leon. Isn't that right? Yeah. That's right. Leon nodded, pleased by her way of addressing him, only realizing that he just admitted to losing control. You too. Iris glared at Leon, desperately hoping that she could hide. All right, the two of you. I came for something serious. We haven't trained today. Let's get started. Louisa urged. You're so proactive when it comes to training. Leon rolled his eyes. Of course. I'm dreaming of the day I become a supreme master who can help others. She said excitedly, grabbing Iris and Leon's arms to pull them into Leon's room. We don't have to go to my room. We can just train here, Leon said. Oh, that's right, Louisa agreed, before urging the other two to start. After the past few days of hard work, Leon's power level was at its bottleneck and was about to surpass the intermediate acquired state. Both Iris and Louisa were close to breaking through, especially Iris, who was exceptionally gifted compared to Louisa. The mysterious maiden method she was learning offered significant progress and Leon assumed that she would reach the intermediate acquired state by the end of the night. Thus, began their journey of being martial artists. Meanwhile, both Samuel and Marilyn rushed to the hospital upon learning that Brody was severely injured. When Samuel saw his unconscious son in the VIP ward, his expression darkened. Brody was his one and only son, and with both his legs and manhood destroyed, not only would Brody be a burden, he would not even serve the purpose of continuing the bloodline. Furious, Samuel roared, "Marilyn, UB*TCH. It's your fault that my son ends up like this." Feeling increasingly enraged, Samuel slapped Marilyn on the face and she collapsed onto the ground. "Dad, I've warned you and Brody to stop going after Leon, but you wouldn't listen. How is this my fault?" Marilyn covered her swollen cheek and muttered. She tried her best to stop Samuel and Brody when they plotted to hire Xander, wishing that they would give up and live their lives without bothering Leon. The two ignored her and turned a blind eye to her advice. As a result, Brody suffered the consequences of being turned handicapped. *TCH, how dare you talk back? If it wasn't for you, Brody wouldn't even be in any conflict with Leon, nor would he end up like this. This is all your fault." Chapter 394. Furious, Samuel itched to slap Marilyn across the face again. "Dad, stop." Brody's weak voice calmed Samuel immediately. "Brody, you're finally awake. How do you feel now?" Samuel hurried over to the bed, all the while suppressing his anger. Brody opened his mouth to speak but felt a lump in his throat when he remembered the fact that he was no longer a whole man. "Brody, I know that you're upset right now. Even if it cost every last penny in this family, I'm going to tear Leon into pieces to avenge you." Samuel slammed his fists onto the table and gritted out, "Dad, don't." Brody gaped, coming close to leaping out of the bed if he did not have an injury. "Brody, what's wrong with you?" Samuel asked in confusion. "Dad, you don't understand. Leon might be an orphan, but he somehow managed to befriend the Shears, the Youngs, and Fane Pool. Three of the five forces in Springfield City are even willing to risk crossing Jacob Lowe and Anson to protect Leon." Brody explained the situation with fear all over his face, his heart still racing as he recalled what happened. Behind the five forces of Springfield City were the most powerful families that could easily destroy the Sullivans. With Harvey and Iris to back Leon, not even Jacob Lowe and Anson could do anything to Leon, so the Sullivans could only be more powerless on that front. It was almost certain that if the Sullivan family attempted to hurt Leon again, they would suffer much worse and Leon might utilize his connection with the Shears to crush them. "What? Did that happen?" Samuel's jaw dropped, finally understanding why even the Flying Tiger, Xander, struggled to deal with Leon. They underestimated Leon. Naturally, Marilyn was equally as shocked. She used to be married to Leon for 3 years and she thought she knew everything there was to know about Leon. She never expected the good, for nothing husband that she knew to obtain such influence 3 months after their divorce. Even the Sullivans would have to treat Leon respectfully, which meant that the Mansons would not be considered a threat to Leon. She was instantly overwhelmed by regret. "Brody, are we just going to let this go?" Samuel asked darkly. Though he resented Leon for what he did, the Sullivans could not overpower Leon, and if they refused to give up, Leon might bring their family to doom. The cost of revenge was simply far too high, and Samuel knew that the other members of the family would not agree to gamble with the future of the family. However, Leon injured Brody to the point that he could never be whole again, and Samuel could not live with himself without avenging his son. Chapter 395. Dad, I've thought things through after this. We need to stop while we still can. I don't want to drag our entire family into this mess. Besides, Leon has enraged Mr. Lowe and Mr. Collins, and those two will deal with him. We just need to stay out of it. Brody said calmly. He grew more mature after facing death, and though Leon injured him, Brody managed to survive. Even as an incomplete man, he knew that he could still enjoy life relying on his family's wealth, and that was still better than dying. The situation spiraled out of control, and Brody refused to risk the rest of his life foolishly. He knew that he was no match for Leon, and could only hope that Anson and Jacob would kill Leon one day. That's right. Mr. Lowe and Mr. Collins won't let him go. Samuel nodded, deciding to set his resentment toward Leon aside. Marilyn, Brody's hurt because of you, so I'm leaving him in your care for the rest of your life. Make sure that you take good care of him. If you dare to mistreat him, I'll wipe the whole Manson family out. I might not be able to kill Leon, but destroying the Mansons isn't that hard for me. Samuel threatened. Don't worry, Dad. I'll take good care of Brody. I'll never abandon him, Marilyn promised in fear. Good. I know that you've always wanted to marry into this family. Seeing how you're pregnant with Brody's son, the two of you can get married once he recovers, Samuel said. Brody and Marilyn already eloped in private but never had a wedding, as Samuel did not approve of them. Since Brody lost his ability to father any child, Marilyn's child became the only child Brody would ever have, and Samuel could no longer object to the match. For the sake of his son, he made sure to threaten Marilyn with her family as leverage so that she would never leave Brody's side. Yes. Marilyn muttered bitterly. It was her biggest wish to marry Brody, but she was not at all pleased. Brody lost his manhood, and she might as well be a widow for the rest of her life. It would have been better if I stayed with Leon. At least he's still a man, she thought. No. Leon has changed. He's not even the good, for nothing orphan anymore. He's become someone more powerful than the Sullivans. If I knew he was capable of something like this, I would have never divorced him to get together with Brody. I was such a fool, filled with regret. She realized that it was far too late for her to change anything. Samuel would never set her free, and Leon would never return to her side either. Chapter 396. Perhaps this is karma, she thought. In the following days, the Scheer family announced that they would be launching a new pharmaceutical company called Cynthian Group. The official opening ceremony was to be held in 3 days, and products such as energy nurturing pills, beauty pills, and life prolonging pills would be the main focus. The Scheer family exhausted all resources for marketing through different channels and invited all important personnel of different families to attend the ceremony. The news struck Springfield City like lightning. While most families showed no interest in the new pharmaceutical branch, the magical effects of the pills advertised by the Scheers shook everyone to the core, and no one could decide if the Scheers' claim was truthful. Regardless, the Scheers' effort managed to pique the interest of all potential customers and secured the foundation for the launch. Meanwhile, in the Young family, Elder Young was practicing calligraphy when Gilbert hurried inside. Dad, we received an invitation from the Shears asking us to attend the opening ceremony for Cynthian Group tomorrow. Gilbert presented Elder Young with the invitation. Cynthian Group. Elder Young set his pen down in confusion. Cynthian Group is the new pharmaceutical company that the Shears are launching. They aim to sell products such as energy nurturing pills, beauty pills, and life prolonging pills. Gilbert briefly described the concept behind Cynthian Group along with the advertised effect of the pills. Can the energy nurturing pill truly speed up the training progress for martial artists? Are you sure? Elder Young stood from his seat in shock. I'm not sure if it's true, but there's no shortcut to training and I've never heard of any pills that could speed up the progress in any way. I guess this is just a marketing strategy the Shears are implementing for their new company, Gilbert said. Yeah, that's possible. Elder Young nodded. He heard that alchemy was a skill that ruled over the planet for a time in the past and that there were plenty of alchemists who managed to invent pills that held incredible properties. However, such techniques were lost for hundreds of years and it was hard for one to believe that the Shear family possessed the power to recreate those recipes. If the Shear family had the knowledge to do so, they would have started selling the pills decades ago. The fact that they waited until the presence was evidence that their claims were not realistic. Dad, if this is just a marketing strategy, there's no point in going. Should we still send someone to the ceremony? Gilbert asked. Elder Young remained silent thoughtfully, before saying, I heard that Iris's Elegante group has been working with the Shear family lately. Since the Shears have extended their invitation to us, we can't exactly reject them. Why don't you make time to attend the ceremony and see what they are up to? The four major families were competitors and would never be seen in the same gathering unless it was under certain circumstances. Chapter 397. Gilbert was the heir to the Young family and since he was the leader amongst the second generation of the Youngs, he was far more respected than anyone in the third generation. Elder Young decided to show his respect for the Shears by sending Gilbert to the ceremony. All right. Dad, there's something else, Gilbert said hesitantly with a serious expression, a few days ago. Iris utilized the family's forces to help that brat, Leon Wolf, and this could not mean anything good. He only learned that Iris used the family's influence to help search for someone in Leon's place, but he was not informed of further details. Iris was always stubborn and refused to rely on the Young family because of her estranged relationship with Gilbert, yet she made an exception for Leon's sake. Gilbert was concerned, to say the least. Something like that happened. Elder Young was surprised. He knew Iris and if she was willing to make an exception for Leon, it only meant that Leon had a special place in her heart. Dad, Leon's just a divorced orphan with no family background or power. He's in no way a compatible match for Iris. We need to interfere before Iris walks into his trap. Gilbert said hastily. If Elder Young did not stop him, he would have acted against Leon long ago as he would never allow a good, for nothing to remain by his daughter's side. It's fine. Iris had a lonely childhood and it's good that she's found a friend, Elder Young said. That might be true. But we still have to be careful. Leon Wolf is a lowly orphan who was once married. If Iris starts dating him, the Young family will be the laughingstock for all of Springfield City. Gilbert said worriedly. Well, Elder Young mumbled hesitantly. His granddaughter was always proud and brilliant, so it did not seem possible for her to fall in love with someone as lowly as Leon. However, his confidence began to waver as Iris and Leon grew closer. "Dad, we have to be cautious under all circumstances. Iris is inexperienced in relationships and might be fooled easily. I'm worried that Leon would use her to get close to us so that he could profit in some way. If that happens, Iris will only end up getting hurt." Gilbert continued. Convinced, Elder Young said, "Yeah, you are right." Though he did not mind that Iris dated, Leon was far from an acceptable match from all perspectives and he did not wish for Iris to get hurt. "How about this? Find a chance to talk to Leon Wolf and get him to stay away from Iris. He has saved Iris and me, and the Youngs owe him, so you need to be more careful as to how you do this. We mustn't be ungrateful for the things he did for us." "Yeah. I will be careful." Gilbert nodded, before leaving. Meanwhile, in the mansion of the Southern King, Fane's father, Vincent Poole, received the invitation from the Shear family as well. Chapter 398. The Energy Nurturing Pills. What are the Shears up to? Are they claiming that they can produce alchemical pills that allow martial artists to level up faster? Vincent stared at the invitation in awe. "Dad, it's true. I've seen the energy nurturing pills before and took one. It works like magic," Fane said. "Ever since he took the energy nurturing pill, he never stopped thinking of it. Seeing how the Shears were launching the pills as a product, meant that Leon did not lie to him. The Shears haven't even launched it yet, so how could you have taken the pill?" Vincent questioned. "Leon gave one to me," Fane said. "Who's Leon?" "Someone from the Shear family." Vincent grew even more confused. As far as he recalled, there was no one by the name of Leon in the Shear family, or any family in Springfield City. "He isn't a member of the Shear family, but he's closely related to them," Fane explained. Though he knew Leon, he had no clue about Leon's background, nor did he know the nature of the relationship between Leon and the Shears, hence, he could not offer any details as he tried to explain to his father. Vincent was an experienced man and soon realized that his son did not know much about the situation. "Fane, you're still too young. Maybe you were fooled." "No. I mean it. Everything I said is true," Fane argued, feeling helpless as he struggled to explain. "All right. True or not, you're going to represent me in the opening ceremony tomorrow and you are to see what the Shears are up to." Vincent waved his hand in dismissal. The claimed effects of the energy nurturing pills sounded far too magical and Vincent decided that it was merely a marketing strategy on the Shear family's part. As the Southern King, he refused to waste his time on such a gimmick and considered sending his son a great honor to the Shears. "All right," Fane muttered hesitantly, determined to bring the energy nurturing pills back to prove that he was telling the truth. Meanwhile, the Northern King and the Collins family received invitations from the Shear family as well. Most debated on whether to believe the energy nurturing pills functioned the way the Shears claimed them to, but since their interest was piqued, most families intended to send their third-generation members to the ceremony. On the morning of the opening ceremony for Cynthian Group, Leon drove to the event venue with Iris on his electric bike. The Elegante Group was one of the partners that worked with the Scheer family, and Iris received an invitation in person, which was approved by Leon as he could use it as an excuse to attend the ceremony. Inside the hall, the Scheers family transformed the venue into an enormous business expedition where countless people gathered. Plenty of martial artists from various families gathered for the sake of the energy nurturing pills. Chapter 399. Businessmen and members of wealthy families came for the nurturing pills and life prolonging pills, while high-born ladies came for the beauty pills. The hall was packed with people as far as the eyes could see, and Iris was stunned by the sight. The Scheers sure put a lot of effort into this. She glanced over and spotted countless familiar faces that came from powerful backgrounds, amazed by the Scheer family's success in gathering anyone who meant anything in the city. "Yeah, I didn't expect to see this many people either," Leon said, impressed by the influence of the Scheer family. Despite the Scheer family's efforts, Leon knew that they gambled on the effect of the alchemical pills. If the pills managed to capture the attention of all the guests, Cynthian Group would be famous overnight, securing its future ahead. However, if the pills failed to obtain their approval, it would be the end of Cynthian Group. This was a matter of life and death, and Leon could not help but feel anxious. It was his first attempt at starting a business, and as Leon and Iris appeared, the couple instantly caught the eyes of the others. Iris was the most beautiful woman in Springfield and the goddess to all men. When the others saw that she was close to a strange man, they all began guessing who Leon was and stared at the pair enviously. This included Anson. As one of Iris's many pursuers, he sensed that Leon and Iris were in love when they met at Xander's house and felt extremely frustrated to see the two together again. "Iris, I didn't expect to see you again so soon." Anson walked over with his subordinates and greeted Iris cheerfully, all the while ignoring Leon as though he did not exist at all. "Hello, Mr. Collins," Iris greeted coldly. She despised playful men like Anson, and because of the conflict between Anson and Leon from the time before, she saw no point in being friendly with Anson and was merely doing what manners commanded her. "Iris, you know how I feel about you. Why don't we go somewhere alone to talk?" Anson smiled gently and reached for Iris's arm. Leon's expression instantly darkened and thought, "It's bad enough that he's ignoring me. How dare he try to touch Iris? Iris is my girlfriend now and I won't let him do whatever he wants." Leon darted forward to shove Anson's hand aside while shielding Iris behind his back. "Mr. Collins has nothing to say to you." Iris Anson turned his attention to Leon as though he just noticed Leon's presence. "Oh, my, if it's not the orphan, Leon Wolf." Chapter 400. "Brad, how dare an orphan like you try to pursue Iris? Dream on." Anson sneered in contempt. After what happened, he looked into Leon's background and learned that not only was Leon an orphan, he was known to be a good for nothing. However, he remained baffled as to how Leon managed to befriend the Scheers, the Youngs, and the son of the Southern King, Fane. "That's not it. Mr. Collins, you don't know this, but this kid's ex wife cheated on him and chased him out of her house. Even a hound would be worthy of more. If I was him, I would have just killed myself. A voice echoed within the hall, and Jacob walked over with a few of his men, all the while eyeing Leon warily. So this kid's an orphan. He was cheated on. This is the opening ceremony of Cynthian Group. Everyone here is from a powerful and wealthy background, so I wonder how this kind of scum gets in. The crowd erupted into chaos as they stared at Leon in contempt. You too. Iris's expression darkened at the words, furious at their insults. Both Anson and Jacob humiliated Leon in public in the most despicable manner, and she could not accept it. Leon was furious as well, but since what they said was the truth, there was nothing much he could say. So what if he's an orphan? Everyone has to start somewhere. There are plenty of heroes who come from a lowly background who manage to make it out there on their own later in life. Following a burst of proud laughter, Harvey, Cynthia along with a few members of the Shear family stepped backstage. My brother's right. Jacob, Anson, the two of you should watch yourselves here. Leon's our guest, and if you dare to insult him again, we will make you pay for it. Cynthia warned. Jaws dropped around them as everyone was shocked by Cynthia's protective tone over Leon. They were informed by Anson and Jacob that Leon was an orphan and never expected the Shears to befriend an orphan. The fact that Cynthia risked crossing Anson and Jacob to protect Leon seemed impossible. Cynthia was the second most beautiful woman in Springfield City, the goddess that all men dreamt of aside from Iris. Seeing how Iris was close to Leon and even Cynthia seemed keen to protect Leon, all the men in the hall turned to stare at Leon enviously. Iris shot Cynthia a look. Though she was pleased that Cynthia defended Leon, she was still jealous of the look she received from Cynthia the time before. Cynthia, stop acting all smug. We've come here to participate in the opening ceremony for Cynthian Group to see the energy nurturing pill for ourselves.